This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It is time to go to the guest line, and we welcome in the voice of the Cardinals you just heard right there. It is John Rooney who will have the call today. What's going on, John?
Well, beautiful day here. I think we're going to have some weather.
Uh-oh.
Because it's weather day. The weather we have is very nice, very pleasant, 57 degrees up on the scoreboard, the ribbon board above the bullpens, and a few wispy clouds. See downtown, we're in the flight pattern for Lambert. With planes coming over, and the kids are screaming and yelling as they're making some kind of volcano down there or something.
They're making a volcano.
They're demonstrating weather and patterns and something and another, and the kids are into it and having a great time.
Yeah, don't do that thing where you say we're going to have weather, because I thought it was going to be sunny all day, and then you made me worried that
there might be weather every day, whether it's good or bad.
That's true. That's true.
He's got a point, Ronj.
It's true. But when people say, I got weather, it's like saying, I have a back. It means I have a bad back.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, about since a week back.
How long's that been going on?
Yeah, exactly.
So the Cardinals are playing
I can't see. I can't see. Why? I have my eyes closed. So, you know, that's right out of the Three Stooges.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Not the Stooges.
I love the Stooges.
Oh, who doesn't?
I think Amy? It might be more of a guy thing. I hope that's not rude to say that. But I think it's more,
I think it's very rude.
Yeah, it's super. Thank you, John. John, you are right. That is so rude, Amy.
My dad likes it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can laugh at it. It's okay. We won't hold it against you.
One of my favorites was they were hiding from somebody, and there was a lion directly behind them. And I think it was Mo and Shemp. And the lion is breathing on Moe's neck, and they don't know it's right behind him. And Moe says, quit breathing down my neck. And Shemp says, I ain't breathing.
Of course not.
Come on. The Stooges are the best.
That reminds me of a story when KMOX started Sports Open Line. They didn't have, like, the mix minus go through the microphone. And I think it was Jim Butler who had to hold the phone to his ear and then, you know, talk over the phone to go on the air taking calls. And you could hear him breathing. I guess Mr. Hyland called up the engineer in the booth. Tell him to stop breathing.
That's the best. That is so good.
You know, whatever.
All right, John. you know, this team is playing a whole lot better baseball. We know they lost last night. That is going to happen.
Ran into a good pitcher last night.
They
Hunter
did.
Brown was just that much better than Eric Fetty. And Fetty got into a lot of trouble and got out of it. And I thought he pitched a terrific game, but just didn't get any run support. Two innings where the Cardinals had second and third and couldn't even get a run. And when Alvarez hit his home run late in the game, it felt like a 20-0 score. Just one of those games, and kind of like the game that Christopher Sanchez pitched on Saturday for Philadelphia. But the Cardinals bounced back, won the next day, and that's what they'll try to do today against Ronel Blanco. And it's going to be Steven Matz making his first start after appearing out of the bullpen and looking very good to open up 2025.
Well, one thing the Cardinals have done, though, up until last night, is they have had really good success against good pitching in the last couple of weeks.
That they have against the top name pitchers, and I think you're going to have a reputation growing big time for Sanchez and for Hunter Brown, too, the way they attack the strike zone and move it around, up, down, in, out, changing speeds. It was a good performance last night. But again, Eric Fetty, who threw six no-hit innings at Pittsburgh, his last outing, and to look at his line, six innings, six hits, one run earned. He walked three, struck out five, and worked around those walks. But it was a lead double by Jeremy Pena in the sixth inning. A great diving catch by Jordan Walker in right field. He made two really good plays back-to-back. He caught the ball that Diaz hit, but Jake Meyer's third hit just dropped in front of Walker. He caught it on a bounce, got up, made a good throw to the plate, but Pena had a good break for the plate and scored the first run, and as it turned out, that's all they needed. But I can't rave enough about Jordan Walker and his improvement in the outfield, and really the outfield play overall by the Cardinals so far early in the season has been terrific.
Yeah, Walker's defense has not gone unnoticed in just how much improvement there has been. And it is noticeable, John, when you watch him play. It's, I mean, you can tell he looks a lot more comfortable than maybe he did last year.
Well, it's the routes he takes, the way he goes about his business. And John Jay is holding all of the outfielders accountable for what they do. He doesn't want them taking one pitch a game off. Pay attention. Be in the game. Be in the moment. So far they are, and man, is it showing up big time.
The Cardinals are going to need that defense for sure this season to help out the pitching staff. And you mentioned Steven Matz, who is getting the start, as the Cardinals are, you know, sort of going to that sixth-man rotation kind of situation, which is not typical. It does happen, but it's atypical. So how do you think they want to treat him, or what is the expectation for how he's going to be treated as a starter? Just like any other starter, if he wants to go eight, he can?
I don't know if he can go eight, but he's stretched out, and he can hopefully get a little deeper into the game, go five or six for sure, if that's possible. And the Cardinals made a move today with Roderick Munoz going back down, and they called up Matt Svensson, who has been closing and looked really good in the Arizona Fall League. And so he's on the roster today and available out of the bullpen, as the Cardinals are with the six-man rotation, man short in the bullpen.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, first of all, it sounds like that volcano down there is a hit.
They're having a great time. I don't know if, they're building a tornado now or what.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're working on down there. But Fred Bird's right in the middle of it, and he's really stirring them up. So,
no, we
have weather today.
Yeah, no
weather day
kidding.
At the park.
Hey, John, I know there's been a lot of talk about what to expect or not to expect from this Cardinals team. Obviously, some uncertainty with what they'll be at the end of the season. But I think, to me, they're a fun team to watch, and a big reason is because they're young. There's guys out there growing, proving themselves. It's not like they're all known commodities who've been in the league a long time, and it is what it is. I think what makes it so exciting is the youth, and the youth means that the cap isn't what you think it might be.
Well, these guys were good to get drafted to begin with, or to be signed, or to be on a major league roster. And the word out of spring training was for Walker, for Wynn, for Lars Nootbaar, certainly Victor Scott II, Pedro Pajes, for Ivan Herrera, and now for Joel Pozo, who's going to be catching in the game today. You have a runway. Just because you make a mistake or two, you're not out of here. And you have a runway, so take that and perform. And what they've done is improve, where they're not in danger of being sent down to Memphis because they played so well. And I like the habit that they're in at the plate. It doesn't seem to matter if the Cardinals are ahead or they're behind. These guys go in there and try to give a good at-bat, a good performance, a good accounting of themselves every time they step in. And so far, that's working. That's what makes this team exciting. They give themselves a chance. Didn't work out on Saturday. They grounded into 5 double plays, lost to Sanchez and the Phillies. Grounded in some more double plays last night and losing to Hunter Brown. But they'll go after the Roel Blanco today and try to win 2 out of 3. And you end up winning 4 out of 6 on the homestand the way the Cardinals did the opening homestand by sweeping Minnesota and taking a game in the 3-game series with the Angels. Then I'd say you're ready to go back on the road and face a really good New York Mets team and then face a Braves team that is still trying to find its identity. So you take the game in front of you today, and that's what the guys are doing, and I think that's why they're playing very exciting baseball.
All right, John, we will let you get back to it. You can learn a thing or two about the weather. You can answer the phone. Try to calm down the screaming children. There's a lot going on at the ballpark right now, so we'll let you get to it.
There's much going on, but back to the lineup card as we get started. First pitch today, thrown by Steven Matz.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.